Good morning, it's 8:40 on your Friday morning and time for Ask the Expert on News Radio, KOTA. And today our expert is Jennifer Young from Jennifer Young's Bookkeeping Services here in Rapid City. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. It's a beautiful day.
Lots of sunshine. Great weekend coming our way, so get out and enjoy.
Yes.
Got a couple of questions for you as we get to our Ask the Expert segment. Is everyone required to file a tax return?
No, they are not. There is a chart that shows the income threshold on whether or not someone needs to file a tax return. That's based on the age of the filer, how they are filing, and what their income is. So an example of this would be if you're a single filer and you're not at least 65 years old or blind, and you make less than $1,100 in unearned income, less than $12,550 in earned income, or your gross income was less than the larger of $1,100 or the earned income of $12,200. So there are a few other stipulations where taxpayers are required to file a return as well. So those are if your net earnings from self-employment are $400 or more, if you have church wages of $108.28, which that's a weird number, but that's what it is, if you received HSA, Archer MSA, or Medicare Advanced MSA. So if you have advance payments of the premium tax credit, or if you owe special taxes like household employment taxes. So basically what I'm saying with all of this is that there's several variables that contribute to your filing requirements. So I would definitely consult a tax professional before you decide not to file.
All right. If someone is not required to file, will it benefit them in any way to still file?
It definitely could. Even if a taxpayer does not otherwise have to file a return, even if a taxpayer does not otherwise have to file a return, the taxpayer should file one to get a refund of any federal income tax that was withheld, or if the taxpayer made estimated tax payments for the year, or if they have any overpayments from the last year that was applied to this year's estimated tax. Also, with the stimulus, you had to have paid or done your taxes. So it's always good to keep up on that.
Can you claim anyone that lives with you as a dependent?
To claim a person as a dependent, the taxpayer must meet three tests. So the dependent taxpayer test means that they cannot qualify as a dependent on another person's return. The second test is joint return test. That means that they are not married and they cannot be claimed on a joint return. And the third test is a resident test, which means that they must be a U.S. citizen, a U.S. resident alien, a U.S. national, or a resident of Canada or Mexico for some part of the year. After they qualify for those three tests, then they go through four tests to see if they're a qualifying child or a qualifying relative. If they don't pass those, then they can go on to four more about the relative.
Jennifer Young from Jennifer Young's Bookkeeping Services, our guest this morning on Ask the Expert. One final question. Jennifer, what do people that are going through divorce do about their filing status?
The filing status depends on the taxpayer's marital status on the last day of the year. So the IRS considers a person unmarried for the whole year if on the last day of the tax year they are unmarried or legally separated from a spouse under a divorce or a separate maintenance decree. So if a spouse dies during the year, the IRS considers the surviving spouse married for the whole year and allows married filing jointly as their filing status as well.
If anybody has any questions about some of the topics we discussed this morning, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can call me at 605-787-3230. You can come in and see us at 2200 South Plaza Drive. Or you can go to our website, www.jenniferyoungsbookkeeping.com.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk with you next month.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.
That is Jennifer Young from Jennifer Young's Bookkeeping Services. Our Ask the Expert today on News Radio, KOTA.